910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A court approved abortion temporarily halted by the Texas Supreme Court. The case concerns 31-year-old Kate Cox.
Cox's lawyer saying in a statement overnight, "We are talking about urgent medical care. Kate is already 20 weeks pregnant. This is why people should not need to beg for health care in a court of law."
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The U.S. blocking a Security Council motion demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. That's prompting more criticism of the U.S. by Palestinians who say the U.S. is enabling Israel. Meanwhile, the Hostages and Missing Persons and Families Forum says it will rally tonight in Tel Aviv to highlight the abuse suffered by those held in the Gaza Strip. The FDA Friday announcing it's approved the first gene editing therapy for sickle cell disease, paving the way for thousands of patients in the U.S. to receive a treatment that's been described as a functional cure. 70s movie icon Ryan O'Neal has died after battles with leukemia and prostate cancer. He's 82. This is ABC News. Oscar-nominated actor Ryan O'Neal died at the age of 82 this week, leaving behind a legacy both on and off the screen as one of America's premier Hollywood heartthrobs through the 1980s. ABC's Chris Connolly looks back.
Ryan O'Neal leapt to fame on the ABC drama Peyton Place alongside Mia Farrow. It opened the door to the movies. There, the former boxer's rugged good looks and charisma earned immediate attention. For many, his on-screen pinnacle would come in 1970 with his starring role in Love Story opposite Ally McGraw, and 1973's Paper Moon, when he'd star with his daughter Tatum O'Neal as grifter-in-training Addie Prey.
The European Union paving the way for oversight of artificial intelligence. Negotiators Friday signed a tentative political agreement for the Artificial Intelligence Act. The deal, first of its kind, includes oversight on generative AI and the use of facial recognition. Details for the new legislation need to be ironed out. The new rules will take effect in 2025 at the earliest. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is not immune from the threats due to climate change. Think of long droughts, intense rains, and big snowstorms. Mike Moan tells us about efforts to draw attention to how these threats affect older people in particular.
Academic leaders have established the Aging and Climate Change Clearinghouse. The goal is to spur and catalog research, intervention work, and policy efforts around the U.S. to address climate change vulnerability among those 65 and older. Cornell University's Carl Pillemer directs the project and says if extreme heat events become more common in this part of the country, older residents aren't likely to be equipped to protect themselves.
So, for example, a number of older people in areas prone to heat events don't have air conditioning because they've never needed it.
He suggests state-level climate adaptation plans need more specific details on protecting these individuals. Meanwhile, project officials stress they don't want to portray senior citizens as victims and that getting involved isn't just meant for younger generations. The Clearinghouse encourages older individuals to raise awareness and serve as volunteers in making their communities climate resilient. Pillemer says the nation also needs to set aside political ideology in confronting topics like these.
Even if you have your doubts about what causes climate change, almost everybody can agree that we're experiencing changing weather patterns that are going to affect vulnerable people.
Beyond preparation gaps, he says chronic health issues made worse by air pollution and healthcare access barriers are ways in which this population will especially feel the climate change burden. The project cites data showing that by 2030, more than 1 in 5 Americans will be at least 65 years old. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Snow likely becoming mixed precipitation this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 38, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow, lows around 18. 30 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 35.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WA.